श्री भगवान उवाच मैया सप्तमना पाथ्य जोगं जुञ्जन मदाश्रय असंशयं समग्रं माम यथा गैशसि दक्षिणो श्री भगवान उवाच व्यासदेव would have written Sri Krishna Uvas, but purposefully he is writing Sri Bhagavan Uvas, because Abhijananti Manga Murha Manusim Tunuvas, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because he descends as human being. Murhas, those who are rascals, they consider him just like one of us, human beings. Abhijananti. Therefore, to avoid this offense on the part of the murhas, he writes Bhagavan Uvasa. Directly, Bhagavan means full with six opulences. Aishajyasa, samagrasa, bijasa, jasasa, sriya, jnana, vairagya, saiva, saraiti, bhagangana. Bhagavan means Aishajyasa Samagras, the master of all wealth within the creation. That is Bhagavan. Not that millions or trillions of dollars, but all the wealth. Aishajyasa Samagras. Bhoktaram Jagdavasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. I am the enjoyer and proprietor of all the planets. That is Bhagavan. Aishajyasa Samakra. Bijasa Jasasa Sriya. He is the master of all strength. He is all famous. Krishna, 5,000 years ago, appeared on this planet, but still he is famous. His worship is going on. Still, in India there are hundreds and thousands of temples like this. Not only in India, now outside India, there are at least hundreds of temples like this. He is so famous. That is Bhagavan. He is not a cheap Bhagavan. I have become Bhagavan by meditation. No. He is real Bhagavan. Bhagavan is Bhagavan. He doesn't require to meditate. Just like Krishna when was 3 months old, he is Bhagavan. Putana came to kill him, but Putana was killed by him. That is Bhagavan. At the age of 3 months, what meditation he could do? So this meditation Bhagavan, and this Bhagavan is different. Bhagavan is always Bhagavan. Either he is 3 months old or 125 years old. When he was in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, his age was 125 or little less. He was great-grandfather. So he is Bhagavan, is always Bhagavan. Bhagavan cannot be manufactured. by meditation factory. No. Therefore, it is said Bhagavan. So, to understand Bhagavan, Parabrahma, that is the mission of human life. The cats and dogs cannot understand Bhagavan. That is not possible. A human being can understand. This Bhagavad Gita is for the human being, not for the cats and dogs. So, Krishna said that if you want to know me, it is not easy to understand Bhagavan or God. God is not the exact word of Bhagavan. Therefore we use the word Godhead, back to Godhead. Bhagavan means the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Being. God means the ruler, the controller. When we come to the Supreme Controller, he is Bhagavan. You are controller, I am controller. I am controller of my disciples within the Krishna Conscious Society. But I cannot control the whole world. You are controller in your home of your wife, children, servant. But you are also controlled. You are not absolute controller. Therefore, Bhagavan means the absolute controller. Ishvara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha, Anadi Radhi Govinda Sarvakarana Karana. That is Bhagavan. Supreme Controller. He is controller over everyone, but he is not controlled by anyone. That is Bhagavan. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, Janmadasya Jataha Annayat Sitaratascha Akhesu Abhigya Sara. It's Sarat. He is not controlled by anyone. Anadi Radhi Govinda Sarvakarana Karana. So, Bhagavan is explaining himself how to know Bhagavan. So we have to take advantage. If we are actually serious to understand Bhagavan, then we have to take the instruction given by Bhagavan himself. We cannot manufacture ideas to know Bhagavan. That is not possible. You cannot speculate on Bhagavan. Nāyamātmā pravacanena labhya na bahunā sutena. The Vedas informs us that ayamātmā, paramātmā, Bhagavān, nāyamātmā pravacanena labhya. If one is a very good speaker, it is not that he can understand Bhagavān. Nāyamātmā pravacanena labhya. Namidhaya. If one is very meritorious, great scientist, philosopher, it does not mean that he can understand Bhagavan. Nāyamātmā pravacanena labhya. Nam bahunā sutena. If one is very highly educated, highly learned in Vedic knowledge. He also can. Bhagavan can be understood by the mercy of Bhagavan. That is the problem. Therefore, Bhagavan mercifully explaining himself, we have to take advantage of. Then we can understand Bhagavan. Athapiti deva padam vijadayam prasada lesanu grihita eva hi janati tattam nachana ekopi chiram vichinna. These are the bhadik of the Vedas. Athapiti deva padam vijadayam prasada lesanu grihita eva hi. My Lord, one who has got a little mercy of yourself. Prasada lesa, a little mercy. Janati tattam, he can understand. Nacha anna ekopi chidam vichinna. Other who has not received your mercy, he may speculate for millions of years. Still he cannot understand. So, we can understand Bhagavan by the mercy of Bhagavan, not by speculation, not by learning, not by speaking or so many other things. So here we have to take advantage Bhagavan Upasa. Bhagavan personally speaking, what? Speaking. Asamsayam samabrahmam jathagasasi tachinum. Without any doubt, asamsayam. If you speculate on God, there are so many doubts. But asamsayam, without any doubt, if you want to understand, asamsayam samabrahmam, and in totality, not partial. Bhagavan is absolute truth. The absolute truth is understood from three angles of vision. Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan. Vadanti tat tatta vidas tatyam jajjnanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaneti. So, Brahma understanding is not samagra. Asam, not asamsayam. Sama, here it is said, asamsayam samagra. Brahma understanding of the absolute truth is partial. It is not samagra. Means, not the complete. Complete knowledge of Absolute is not Brahma Jnana. Just like the example is, just like we are experiencing daily the sun sign. But understanding of the sun sign is not complete understanding of the sun. Very nice example. Because you are experiencing, I am experiencing daily sunshine, that does not mean we know everything of the sun planet or who are living there, how they are living. Rather, we are contemplating there cannot be any life because so much heat, temperature, so we do not know. We do not know samagram, complete. So this is a material thing. We cannot understand even one of the creation of Bhagavan. And how to know Bhagavan. So we have to understand Bhagavan from Bhagavan. Then we understand অসংশয়ন সমগ্র পরমাত্মা জ্ঞান ব্রহ্মজ্ঞান দ্যাট পার্সিয়াল ভগবান ই সৎ চিত আনন্দ সচ্চিদানন্দ তো ব্রহ্মজ্ঞান মিন্স দি নলেজ অফ ইটার্নিটি পরমাত্মা জ্ঞান মিন্স দি নলেজ অফ অল পারভেসিভ গড এভরিওয়্যার প্রেজেন্ট দ্যাট ইজ পরমাত্মা অন্ডান্তরসং পরমানুষয়ান্তরসং When one can understand that God is within this universe, Annantarastham, Paravanuchayantarastham, He is within the atom. This is Paramatma. So that is also not complete. But when you come to the understanding of Bhagavan, Vaisajyasya Samadrasya Vijasya Jagasasya, That understanding is complete. See, Bhagavan is the possessor of all kinds of opulences. Then what is difficulty for him to remain within the atom? Aisajyasa samagrasa. He can remain within the atom. He can remain within the universe. And his gigantic virat form, as he showed to Arjuna, virat form. Anoraniyana mahato mahiyana. He is smaller than the smallest and greater than the greatest. In this way, Krishna will explain himself. The process is, what is that process? Krishna says, mai asaptamana. And to me become attached, asana, attached. So how this attachment will increase? Mai asakta mana yogam vinyan. This is a yoga, to become attached to Krishna. This is the beginning. If you come to the temple, daily, and you see the transcendental form, Satchidananda Vigraha of Bhagavan. This Bhagavan, which you see, it is not different from the original Bhagavan. Don't differentiate that this is a stone statue of Bhagavan. No. He is Bhagavan. He is Bhagavan, Archamurti, Archavigraha. Because we cannot see Bhagavan with our present eyes, Atha Sri Krishna Namadi na bhavet grahyam indriyam. With the present blunt senses, we cannot see Bhagavan. Therefore, Bhagavan, out of his causeless mercy, has appeared in a form which you can see. Not that he is different. He is not different. Because Bhagavan is everything. That will be explained. So he can appear in any form. So he has appeared in a form which you can see. That is Bhagavan's mercy. Not that he is statue. Archa is Vishnu Siradhi, Gurusu Naramati, Vaishnavi Jati Buddhi, Narati Buddhi. If we consider that here is a stone statue, Archa Vishnu Siradhi, no Sila, it is not. Bhagavan is everything. By the advancement of knowledge, you'll understand Bhagavan, here is Bhagavan. So if you daily come, temple is situated, temples are constructed to give you the facility how to become attached to Bhagavan. you should take advantage of. This temple is very centrally situated. I am very glad that the inhabitants of Hyderabad, they are so nice devotees. From the very beginning they are coming. It is very good. So continue this habit. Daily come, see Bhagavan. Offer little obedience. Bhagavan does not want anything from you. He is self-sufficient, Bhagavan. But if you give something to Bhagavan, it is love. Dadati pradignan. You are taking so many things from Bhagavan, and if you give something, what is wrong? It is exchange of love. And Bhagavan does not want your whole estate. Bhagavan says, patram puspam phalam toyam yumi bhaktya prajati. Little leaf, patram, little flower, a little fruit, a little water. Patram puspam phalam toyam yumi bhaktya. Bhagavan wants your bhakti. If you bring little leaf, little flower, little fruit, and little water, Bhagavan, I am very poor man. I have nothing to give you, but I have secured from other's garden a little leaf, little flower, and little fruit, and water is available. So kindly accept. Bhagavan said, patram puspam phalam toyam jumi bhakta prajacchati kaya bhaktya what is that? Asnami bhaktya upahitam, because one is giving out of devotion, love. Asnami I eat. If Bhagavan eats from your hand, then you become perfect. So that is wanted, bhakti. Bhaktya tadaham asna bhakta upahitam. If you bring that attachment should be increased. Maya sakta mana prata. Yogam junyan. This is the yoga. This is real job. How to become attached to the service of the Lord? That is first class job. Find in the last paragraph of sixth chapter. Yoginamati sarvesam. There are many yogis, different kinds of yogis. So yoginamapi, karma yogi, jnana yogi, dhyana yogi, hatha yogi, so many yogis. So yoginamapi sarvesam, of all the yogis. Yoginamapi sarvesam, bodhgata antaratmana, what is always thinking of Krishna. Naturally, if you practice to come here and see daily at least one, he'll be able to think of him. So madgata antaratmana. If you continue that thinking, Krishna, how he's standing, how he's playing on flute, how Radharani is there, yes, manmana. In this way, if you think, then you become the greatest yogi. Yogi namati sarvesha. Madhgata antaram sadhyavam bhajati ju maam samivittatam. That is one. So the temple is the facility. How to become the first class yogi? And how to become the first class devotee? Simply by increasing your attachment. This attachment, that is one example. That one brahmana He was daily seeing Lord Ramchandra, and then he was breaking his fast. So Ramchandra was out of station for some royal business. So this Brahmana did not take in water 7 days. So when Ramchandra returned, Lakshman informed Lord Ramchandra, "Here is your devotee, my lord. Because you were absent for 7 days and he could not see you, therefore he did not take it in water." Ramchandra appreciated his devotion. So before Lord Ramchandra, there was Sitaram Diti, worshipped in the family of Dasarath Maharaj's family. So, I mean, that Diti was kept in the room of Lord Ramchandra, because Lord Ramchandra was personally present. So he advised Lakshman that give this Brahmana this Diti, and he advised him, "Brahmana, you worship this deity, and when I am not in the station, your worshipping this deity is as good as worshipping." So the deity worship is so long going on that Ramchandra deity is still here in South India. So there is no difference between the deity and the Lord. That is saying, in this chanting of the name of the Lord, it is saying, Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasamigra Purna Suddha Nitya Mukta Abhinna Tyas Nama Nami. The name, theme, form, quality, pastime, entourage, everything, they are non-different. When we read Bhagavad Gita, you must know when this writing is there, Bhagavan Uvaca. You must know Bhagavan Krishna is speaking just before you, immediately, Bhagavan Uvaca. In this way, you have to understand Tattva. Janati Tattva. Manusyanam sahasri sukasri jatati siddhaya. Jatatamatu siddhyanam kashchit vetrimam tattva. Tattik. Tattik means the absolute is the same, either by his name, by his form, by his pastimes, by his entourage, everything, absolute same. Advaigan. Vadanti tattva vidas tattvam jat jnanam advayam. There is no difference. This is tattva. In this way, if you increase your attachment for Krishna, maya sakta mana prar, yogam junyam, this is the yoga, the first class yoga. Yoginamati sarvesam madgatam same yuktatam. That is first class. If you practice this yoga, very easy. Simply, you come daily, if you can, offer patram pushpam phalam koyam and offer obeisances, you will increase your attachment. And that attachment, maya saptamana, this yoga, if you practice, then what will it? Asamusayam samagna, gradually, God, Krishna will reveal. You cannot understand God without revelation. So, on account of your attachment, He reveals. Sevana mukhehi jivhado same vaskurattada atasya krishna namahi navave jayam indriyai. If you want to see by your blood material eye, that is not possible. We have to purify. You will see God with his eyes when it is purified. Sarvapadhi vinirmuktam tat paratina nirmalam. When the eyes will be nirmalam, without any designation. Then we see, sarvapadivinirmuktam tatparatena nirmalam rishikena rishikesa sevanam bhakti vichyate. So increase your asakti, tathasakti. The asakti, adau sadhya, sadhya, beginning. Oh, here is a temple. Let us go and see. This is sadhya, little faith. And we have to increase this faith. Adau sadhya. Tato sadhu sangha. If you have got little faith, then you will come and here are sadhus. They are simply engaged in Krishna's service. Savanam kirtanam Vishnu smaranam padasevanam archanam bandhanam dasam. They are engaged always 24 hours in either of these business. Savanam kirtanam Vishnu smaranam padasevanam archanam bandhanam dasam. So if you associate with them, if you come and see the Aratri, how they are chanting, dancing, offering prayer, and then you associate. Adu sadhya, little faith, let us go and see the temple. And then association. If you come daily, there will be association. Adu sadhya, adu sadhya, tatu sadhu sangha. Then bhajana kriya. Bhajana kriya, this hearing, that is bhajana. And if you join the chanting, that is also bhajana. Sabanam kirtanam. This is bhajana. Adu satya tadu sadhu sangata bhajana kriya. Then anartha nivitti syat. Then all kinds of anartha, unwanted things, nivitti, that will finish. Then you will be purified. Sarvapadivinirmuktam tatparatena nirmalam. Tato nishtha, tato ruchi, tatha sakti. Then there will be nishtha, firm faith. Then there will be taste. You cannot remain at home without coming at least once in the temple. That is called ruchi. Which is test. Then asakti. That asakti is required. Maya sakta manapat. Yogam janjanamadasa. Asangsayam samakramma. Dathagasasi tatsino. So, Krishna is personally explaining. Read Bhagavad Gita. See the deity. Come here daily. Take. Charanamrita. If possible, bring patam prastam phalam toyam. In this way, you become the topmost yogi and attached to Krishna. Savai manak Krishna padaravinda vachamsi vaikuntha gunanuvanna. In this way, he'll be attached to the lotus feet of Krishna and you try to understand and explain just like these devotees are doing. They are going outside for preaching. Vachansi vaikuntha gunanuvanna. What is that business? Simply describing Krishna and Krishna's activities. So similarly, if we engage our mind unto the lotus feet of Krishna and we describe about his personality, and see his form, mind, we have got senses, so eyes engaged in seeing the form, nose engaged in smelling the flowers offered to Krishna, tongue engaged in tasting charanamrita and prasadam, hand engaged in cleansing this temple, or touching the feet of the devotee. In this way, when all your senses will be engaged, your life will be changed. This is what, this is Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much.